views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. I want to tell you right now, we have got a live call-in show for the entire hour. Throughout this show, I'm going to be reading affirmations for you as you connect with your angels and connect with Sue Storm. So today's show is going to be that show that we do to help the energy and the vibration. And we're piggybacking off of the past hour that we did with Dean and Dudley. And the fabulous music. And then, Benny, we have that music we can play during breaks today, too. And so we're talking about the angelic solutions. And angelic solutions are those things where if you can, for a period of time, calm down enough to hear how angels are talking to us 24/7 in a lot of ways. And so what does that mean when we say angelic solutions? And I was really struck by a couple of things today. And I'm struck by, you know, this idea. And let me read this, Benny, if I could, for a minute, to get the ball rolling, as we say. Right, Benny? Just get that ball rolling. Hey, I want to read this today. This is called I Use Divine Power. And so let me just read this quote from Thomas Troward. Because the originating life principle is infinite, it is a single unit. Wherever it is all, at all, the whole of it must be present. And what does that mean? That means that I now know that the divine spirit is everywhere. It's everywhere. Once in a while, no. It's everywhere and it's at all times. What is the other thing I know about it? It has no limits. That's what this show is about, no limits. And so being created by it, each of us has to know that we have its intelligence. We have that within us that we can use. We can focus at any moment, at any point in time, upon a challenge that you're being asked to meet. Sometimes the challenges we get asked to meet have to do with something you may think, well, that's like benign. That's not really a challenge. But what's a challenge for me may not be a challenge for you. What's a challenge for you may not be a challenge for somebody else. The point is that I use divine power and I'm learning more and more how to use it. But when we talk about that, we're also talking about how to call on divine wisdom. And that's what angels do. So knowing that spirit is ever available to me, to you, what it does is it gives me strength. It gave me strength and it gave me conviction so that on my own personal healing journey, I learned how to wisely use that power, how to demonstrate from a mental state to a physical effect. I had to learn that. I didn't know it. I started this show in 2003 and I didn't know that I'd be faced with the greatest physical challenge of my life, somebody that never been really, really sick. Of course, I've injured myself from playing sports, but I've never really been sick. I'm not the kind of person, I'm healthy as could be, and then I wasn't. And so as my belief grew inside of me, what I noticed that the results from that action of my mind produced the action of what we called the spirit. And I found myself caught up in this beautiful, beautiful cyclone of divine power and wisdom, which I didn't know that's what it was at the time. So I'm kind of talking and looking back. You know, it's this logical progression when we join the divine power, that that intellect, that wisdom, that knowledge resonates and elevates within us. And so, you know, giving thanks to God, the universe, wisdom, giving thanks for the great gift that we discover about ourselves so that we can constantly elevate our consciousness. And that's what I had to do in my life every day. I had to embrace this and learn that I was a whole being, even though my body felt like it was failing me. I felt betrayed by it. But because of this moment, this connection, whether you're going to hear it today as angelic or divine, whatever that means to you, those connections take us to a place where as we embrace our whole being, we know that we're living in it, we find our purpose in it, we find our contentment in it, we find our joy in it, we find our joy in life, and then what we do is we share that with those around us. Because as we share it, we radiate peace, love, prosperity in the world. And that's what this is about. That's what I discovered 6 months after saying yes to doing a radio show and buying airtime in the only venue on the planet, as independent stations are barely in existence today. And then ultimately creating a network so that the legacy of independent voices can continue. And Sue Storm, the angel lady, was part of that from day one. And so we have not wavered in our conviction to bring to you positive energy, positive thoughts, and the blessings that that brings forward. Because here we are in the world today, and in the world today, that's what we need. You know, one of the folks that I got to meet not too long ago, or at least learn about, said one thing. You know, an old thing becomes new if you detach it from what surrounds it. And what that means is if you take that old thing and you create a different energy and vibration of it, boom, it's a manifestation. Sue Storm's here today because today's show, as I set the stage for, is about solutions right now. 1-800-930-2819. Angel wisdom. I'm actually going to pull a card from you. Affirmation for you, a personal one. 1-800-930-2819. We're taking your calls right now. Sue, welcome.
Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah.
Good. Me
solutions.
Too.
We need them.
Yeah, me too. And I'm just loving watching my tulips come up. I love spring. Spring is wonderful.
Do you guys already have spring in Chicago?
Well, my tulips the leaves are up about 2 inches already.
Oh, my gosh. I think we got hit with, like, a cold thing. Benny, we don't have our tulips up, I don't think, yet.
They're very, very close.
But we got our cherry blossoms, yeah?
Oh, yeah, that was last week and this week. Looking marvelous around here.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, I'm going to break out in song right now. Sue. So I read a little bit, shared a little bit about, you know, what happens when you're brought to your knees. And, you know, that's different for everybody. You know, some people go through it with an addiction and they hit a bottom. Other people have financial crisis. Other people have an illness. Other people have a loss in relationship. And if you're like me, basically, you've gone through all four of those. But the point is, when my body failed me, it was unlike any other surrender that I was accustomed to. I felt powerlessness. Tell us how angels can help us solve our problems.
Okay. Well, the first thing is when I ask the angels for the message of the angel first aid books and what are we all about, this angel first aid that we're doing, and they said there's always hope and you're never alone. And if you can take those two things, your angels are always with you. They've been with you since you were born. They're staying with you your whole life. More come in, some leave, but your angels are always with you. So you're never alone, and there's always hope. That's what they do. They bring us hope. So hopelessness is not going to fly with the angels. You got to call on them and let them pick you up. That's what they do.
Well, we got to let them do their thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we got to let them do their thing. Now, for those people that know you, they know you.
Right.
But for those people that don't, you know, they're probably wondering, what is Sue Storm and how did she become the angel lady? You know, so let's give people a little backdrop about that.
Sure. Okay. So I had a near-death experience as a child, and I was 18 months old, and I was wrapped in my blankets and suffocating. And my an angel somehow got to my mother, and she, I think, you know, she just saw an angel and knew something was wrong and came upstairs and was able to save me. And from that time on, I've been able to hear, see, and feel the presence of angels. During that experience, even though I was quite young, I can recall seeing the angels flying over my head and having a wonderful feeling inside of me and knowing I was going to be okay. That just happened. Then, at the age of 4, I heard an adult male voice talking to me, telling me what to do, how things were going to work out, comforting me, and that was Archangel Michael. I found out many years later that was Archangel Michael. So the angels have been with me my whole life, and they give me direction. I mean, people can ask me questions they've wondered about their whole life. They can ask for guidance. They can ask for angel protection. It's just all there. It's all available. It's all there, and I can help with that.
Mm. You know, Sue, one of the things that I'm struck by is that, first of all, you and I say this going back, that you were with me from the first show in 2003. And
right.
You were with me during a time where my body did fail me. I mean, it was a mystery disease. As a matter of fact, I've told this story a gazillion times before, where I attribute my own healing journey and what happened and how I'm even here today for the fact that one day you said to me, you know what, the angels want me to give you a message. And I said, okay. And you said, find a doctor that has T3. They say it might be your thyroid. And so I Googled, and back then Googling wasn't what it was, what it is today, right? Nope. But I found two doctors. And one of the doctors I found was Dr. Nusheen Darvish. And she was in Bellevue. And somehow I miraculously chose her. And out of the blue, went to visit her in a very small office outside of Overlake. And off we went on a journey that I learned about natural medicine, spirituality, and she saved my life. On the 25th of this month, and let me get the exact date, just want to be very clear, later on this month with Dr. Darvish, because her work didn't stop there, on the 26th of this month in the afternoon, Dr. Darvish is having an open house, and we are going to be there doing a live remote because Dr. Nusheen Darvish and the staff of doctors and people she has, they have not only moved out and created a complete facility for chronic illness now, but she is opening something, the only one in Washington State, and they call it an IV bar, but it's much more than that. Because what she discovered through treating many of us is that our bodies were failing because we weren't learning how to keep our bodies fit. And so body and spirit come together. We are taking your calls. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I think we've got Teresa on the line, 1-800-930-2819. Get ready to connect with your angels and get ready for angelic solutions with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. We'll be right back.
Would you like assistance on your soul's journey? We invite you to explore the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center, located in Auburn, Washington, a sacred space for healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, and many other tools to assist you in reaching your full divine potential, working together with compassion and love. Find out more about the new center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Wow. Beautiful, beautiful, Benny. Thank you. So before we take our call, Teresa calling in from Seattle, before we take our call, please tell folks how they can find out more about you. Tell them about your books and also tell them about, you know, anything that you have today for our listeners.
Okay, sure. So there's three books, Angel First Aid. They're all in Angel First Aid series. Angel First Aid, Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity, Angel First Aid, RX or Prescription for Miracles, Angel First Aid, RX for Success. They're all wonderful little handbooks of remedies to use, affirmations to use, stories of people who've been successful, stories of people who have connected with their angels in some form. And it's just an exciting little handbook, and it also has a gloss. Everyone has a glossary of angels, which angels there are for you and who they are and what they do. So that's the book. My website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net, theangellady.net. My 800 number, this is local for me, not Dr. Pat, but for me, is 800-323- 1-790-800-323-1790. And you can get a consultation. I have a Dr. Pat special, which is you pay for 1 half hour and you get the second half hour free. So you get an hour half price, whichever way you want to put it. And that's my Dr. Pat special. And in a session or in a consultation, you just change. You get energy, you get answers, you get direction, you get guidance, and you get a release of guilt and anger and fear, and things are just released. We have remedies to do that. So it's an impactful experience, and I know anybody can gain from it.
Yeah, and believe me, it's been working for decades in the work that you do. Now, we do have somebody that called in, Mr. Benny. Who do we have?
Teresa is calling in from Seattle. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi. How are you?
Awesome. How can we help you today?
Well, I just called because the last time Sue was on your show, I heard her. And I thought, well, I'll give it a shot. You know, I've gone through so many healers. And I'm here to tell you that she transformed my life.
Wow.
You know, she just now touched on anger and fear, and I've had this thyroid issue, and things are just changing just radically quickly. It's so much fun.
What was the session like that you had? Tell folks about that. They may not know.
Well, she now conveniently accidentally dropped off, so we'll have her call back.
Oh, what
we'll
happened?
Have her call back. Just
probably
technology.
An accident there. It happens.
Yeah. Please call back. We'd love to have you. I really want to know, because I think what we don't hear is from our listener's perspective, you know, what sitting down with Sue is like. So we don't really get much of that. And so we'll hear about that. But I want to just jump to something now for a minute, because I want to talk about and piggyback off of what Teresa said. Having time with you, it is about solutions. Can you tell our listeners, Sue, what I mean by that? Because people come to you with all sorts of things that
okay.
go on.
So the first thing the angels do when you come to me with a problem, or you don't have to, you could just come for spiritual advancement and enlightenment and how to connect more with your angels. I mean, it doesn't have to be a problem. But if you come with an issue, and we go and look for the solution. How do we fix this? How do we make it better? How do we release it? What can we do? And just, it doesn't matter if it's business, if it's a career, if it's a personal, if it's children, whatever it is, how can it be fixed? How can it be, mitigated, if that's the right word, depending on what it is? But we look for solutions. Maybe that's what the angels mean when they say there's always hope, because there's hope in solutions. And that's what I do, Dr. Pat. I just ask them for the remedy that's going to work and whatever's going to help. And everybody's different. The one thing that I feel that I can do that others can is I can tune in on exactly what the problem is. It's just not, okay, this is what I'm thinking, I'm feeling this is what I'm thinking. I go right to the core. Did it start when you were 5? Did it start when you were 10? I can pick the age. I mean, the angels give me the age, the situation, what happened. We really go to the core and we release it, and then you're free. I mean, people say, oh, I feel so much lighter. I feel so much better. I mean, I can tell the difference, and it works.
Wow. And I think Teresa's back.
Yes.
Teresa, are you back?
I am. I'm in downtown, and I think the airways kind of got
mixed
up.
No, that's true. But I think my question was, what we don't hear that often is what it's like to actually sit down with Sue. I mean, we know the results, and I can hear it from you. You're like super, like joyful, excited about what's coming to you. But tell us a little bit about what the experience was like when you sat down with Sue and the angels. Can't leave out the angels.
Oh, it just starts right away. You have a conversation. She says, wait a minute, they're telling me, and she nails it every time.
Wow.
I had a situation that I've had other healers work on, and she went right to it immediately, and it is totally clear. So the healing starts right away. And then you know, you can either ask for what's next, or you can come up with a question, and you get an answer right away. It's incredible. And then not only that, the tools that she gives you to carry on, to go forward in the week or go forward in the month or whatever it is, she actually gives you tools that you can utilize that just take the emotion right away.
Mm. Wow.
And I wanted to tell, and also, Teresa, I make myself available. So tell them about just needing me and calling me. Tell them about that.
Thank you for bringing that up, because it is just incredible. There's been, well, almost every week now, I get through the middle of the week and I have to call and just say, something's come up and I need this to be cleared. And she is on it. I mean, she answers the phone and says, yeah, let's do it right now. And so you spend maybe 10 minutes and then you walk away and you're much better. You're lighter and airier, and she's at a drop of the hat. She answers the phone. And she just takes care of it right away. You don't have to sit and worry and get frustrated or anything. That's a great point. Thank you.
So let me ask you this last question. I know. Thank you for calling. I want to ask you this last question. It sounds like you're still working with Sue. How have things changed, and what are you sensing today for your life? What kind of solutions are the angels bringing you now?
You'll probably have to help her out. I apologize, Pat. You said thanks for the call, so I ended up letting her go because we had another one in line. Sorry.
All right. That's all right.
Sorry.
Let's go to break, Benny. When we come back, thanks. We will go to the phones. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Yep, she's in the house. 1-800-930-2819. Okay, Mr. Benny, short break, and we'll get right back on the phones.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off, because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Dean and Dudley, for that beautiful music. Thank you, thank you, thank you. By the way, if you want to go ahead and purchase or listen to that, go to Soundings, SOUNDINGS.com. Go to their website. Really cool people doing great things. That music will calm you down like nothing that I've ever heard before. And that's what Sue Storm, the angel lady, does, too. Just saying. Sue, we're going to go to the phones. Mr. Benny. Yep. Where would you like to start?
We'll take Alice calling in from Maple Valley. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Alice.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Awesome.
I would like some, I guess, spiritual enlightenment on this issue. I've been having migraines for over 40 years, but sometimes I will go 9 months without any, and there really isn't a pattern. I eat a really clean diet, and I've eliminated a lot of foods for like over 15, 20 years, and I eat organic and everything. But about a week and a half ago, within a five-day period, I had 4 migraines, and I've never had them so close together.
Mm.
Okay. Are you ready for me?
Yes.
Have you recently got a smart meter on your house? Or I'm hearing it's an electromagnetic pulse that's creating it, and especially because it was so consistent. There's some electromagnetic new cell tower, a smart meter usually can cause them. People have terrible migraines with those. That's what I'm getting first. And the other thing is, take my 800 number. You know, mine is 800-323-1790, and call me because I've got some other suggestions. I work a lot with migraines, but that would be why it was so strong and lasted so long. The other thought I have is, if you're deficient in magnesium, do you take magnesium?
I do, yes, every night.
Okay, because but what would cause it to all of a sudden activate and last so long has got to be a pulse, an electromagnetic pulse of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
You don't have a new cell phone. Do you have anything new that you know of?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll figure it out. Call me and we'll figure out if. But that's my first sense right away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've got a really strange question for you. Do you take any antibiotics at all?
No, I don't. And I take probiotics every day.
That's okay.
Every morning.
Yeah. Yeah, because the latest science has come out, and what they're saying is that for people that are on regular regimens of antibiotics, that antibiotics and magnesium offset each other. So if you take them together, the magnesium is not going to work, right?
Oh, interesting, Dr. Pam.
Yeah, that's the latest. People don't know that.
Wow. No, I don't know that.
Yeah, yeah. And then I agree with Sue says. I mean, it could be a smart meter, but it could also be the wiring in your house. And there's a way for you to tell whether you have faulty wiring in your house. I'm going to have to get Mary Jane Mack to talk about how to do that, Benny. When Mary Jane comes in, Benny, ask her to go over that again. There's a way that you can identify, like, the wiring behind your walls, right? Because there could be, how do I want to say it? Not to alarm you. Not like a short, but sometimes if you're in a whole house or an old building, it's not always the smart meters. The smart meters are like sitting out in the sun without any sun protection. That's a smart meter. But there are other versions of electromagnetic. Now, for me, I spend anywhere from 10 to 12 hours a day in front of two computer screens. So I already know that I have to put rock salt down in my house to absorb it, right? So you want to start to think about that. But, you know, your session with Sue will help. But start to think about other things that you're surrounded by that could be causing that electromagnetic buildup, right? I also wear electromagnetic protection. Like, you can't see me now, but I wear a little device around my neck because I'm so surrounded by it. But talk to Sue, okay?
Oh, okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
Dr. Pat, what do you wear around your neck? It is a Q-Link? What do you wear?
Yeah, I wear, there are three devices I wear that I will try to get the information during a break.
But what
they do is they counteract the effect of the EMFs.
Send it to me, because I have so much, you know, email it to me. I have so many people who need that.
Oh, you have to, Sue. I mean, I actually wear three of them sometimes. Like right now, I'm sitting in front of two very large monitors. Mm. And when you're around, like Benny too, when you're around this electromagnetic, I mean, if you want to understand the electromagnetic field in your life, get yourself some Himalayan rock salt. And for example, like if you have a giant TV, you know, like those giant TVs?
Yeah.
If you have a giant TV, get yourself a bag of, what do you call it, rock salt, and put it almost like in a cheesecloth, right? And sit it down on the floor. And within a week, if you're getting some kind of electromagnetic energy, the rock salt will absorb it. That's why you see these people with these rock salt lamps.
Yeah.
The rock salt will absorb it. And you'll be able to see, oh, is something coming out of somewhere that's causing the rock salt to start to disintegrate? Because it starts to disintegrate because it's sucking it in, right? I mean, these are cost-effective ways for people to do that. But Mary Jane Mack had a fabulous solution, which I cannot think about now. I'm going to have to call Linda and ask her, see
okay.
if she can call in. But Mary Jane had a fabulous way to detect, let's just call it faulty or old wiring that's behind your walls. Because if you live in an old house or an old apartment, Sue, we don't think about that wiring that starts to wear, right? So that's just something else to be mindful of. Benny, who do we have next? What do we have?
Jenny calling in from Seattle now. Hi, Jenny. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have had a rapidly progressive form of glaucoma that just is not, for the last 3 years, has not responded to the treatment, the surgical procedure, the little stent they put in seems to not be working, even though it's only a few months in there. And I'm young to have this. And I'm just wondering, is there a spiritual component to this?
Dr. Pat, I didn't hear everything.
Hey, Jenny, can you repeat that one more time for us, please, Jenny?
Oh, I have a rapidly form of glaucoma, which is not responding to any of the medications or the surgery that I've had. It's now, even though the surgery was done just a few months ago, it's now no longer working.
Okay. All right. I know. I just had to hear that one word, and now I can.
Okay.
Okay. So, again, I'm going to tell you to call my number, 800-323-1790, and let me talk to the angels. I mean, this is something that I can't just come on the air and just, you know, but they're coming through with suggestions already. So what they want to tell you is it's not a total loss. Don't give up hope. That's their message.
Okay.
And call, and they got some ideas. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, good. I'm glad you called.
Thank you. 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to take your calls. And Benny has someone else waiting. Yep. Sue?
We'll take Mandy now, calling in from Edmonds. Hi, Mandy.
Hi, Mandy.
Hi.
Hi.
How can we
Hi,
help
Sue.
You today?
How are you?
Good, 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 good. Your angels are all excited. I see them wiggling here. They're waiting to hear what you're going to say. They're wiggling.
That's great news. That's great news. Hi, Dr. Pat.
How are you, Mandy?
I'm great, thanks. I have a question for Sue. Sue, I want to know what my angels have to say because I'm living with my adult son, and I'm feeling that there's too much of a disparity in our vibrations, and I'm living in a different paradigm than he is, and it's really bothering me, and I'm starting to feel things like anger and resentment, which is not something I allow within my vibration. And so I'm thinking that I should move, and I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to move with the money. It's money. I don't know how to move because of the money.
Okay. These are all the things that I do really well, or the angels and I do really well. We'll work on your vibrations. We'll work on a solution. We'll work on, and you're absolutely right. As soon as you mentioned that, I could feel the disparity. I could feel the almost the animosity, you know, that unfortunately I feel like he feels towards you too. So it's just not a healthy situation for either of you. And
right.
did you get my number to call me? Did you get that?
No.
Well, let me give
what
it to
was
you.
It?
800-323-1790.
1790.
Yes, because you have to get out of there almost for your sanity, much less your vibration. So,
is that what the angel said?
Yeah. Yes. And we'll also, we're going to help you with the money too. That, you know, you can't go until you have the money. We're going to work on that. So yeah, we got a project here. You're our
yeah.
project.
Oh, okay. Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, can I give you a bit of advice to take care of this until you do meet with Sue?
I would love that.
Yeah. So the energy that I'm getting is less about the son, less about your son, and more about Sue's going to handle that part. The part that I want to address with you right now is you internally. And so when we feel trapped, and it could be anything in life, right? So I know the feeling. When we feel trapped, whether it's in relationship, in a home, that feeling of trapped gives us a feeling of helplessness. And a feeling of helplessness builds up an energy field that not only affects you in that situation, but they call it spillover. In psychology, it's called spillover theory. Like if you go to work and you have a job and you're miserable, right, in the job, unless you have a transition between leaving your job and walking into your home, some kind of transition. I actually work with working people on building this transition other than go to the bar. Going to the bar, that's not the transition, right? That's not what I'm talking about. You have to be able to have a place or an affirmation for today that gets rid of this, for temporary reason, just temporary, gets rid of your sense of helplessness. You see what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. Because that, you can control that, right? It's not going to help
right,
you move.
Right, definitely.
But you can control that. So what I
so
want
So you're recommending
you to,
some affirmations?
I'm just one simple one. Thank you, God, that I am a powerful being. That's your affirmation. Thank you, God, universe, whatever you believe in, whatever that spiritual connection. Thank
you. Can I come in here for a minute?
Yeah.
When all else fails, this is what I tell anyone listening on any situation. When all else fails, just say, angels send blessings to the situation. In those words, angels send blessings to the situation with, and then you give a little description. Angels send blessings to the situation with me and my son. in our living circumstances or something like that, very small. It could just be with me and my son. And then and then let that work. That seems to turn things around for some reason. Angel,
okay, thank you.
Blessings to the situation with me and my son living together. That would be better, living together. Because the situation is going to be better. Either you're going to live together better or you're going to live apart. But let the angels give you that solution.
Okay, that's fantastic. Thank you.
Yep.
Got it?
Yep.
Got it.
Awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Benny, let's take a short break. When we come back, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, messages, solutions, and much more. We'll be right back.
In a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is in the house. And what we're going to do is we are going to go to the phones. Jim will be right there. But before we do, Sue, every time you're on the show, you create something for our listeners. So could you please tell folks what it is you have today for them?
Absolutely. So we have the Dr. Pat special, which is an hour of my time for the price of a half hour. Or if you want to put it differently, it's 2 half hours. You pay for 1 half hour and the other one's free. But that gives you time to really get to know me, really get, let the angels have time to get to the core of what's going on, to give you the hope that you need, to turn you around. And if it's just spiritual development, to give you the tools to raise your vibrations. So that first hour is really critical. And your first hours have a price.
Awesome. Thank you. Sue Storm, The Angel Lady. Go to theangellady.net if you want to find out more. Right now we're going to go to phones with Mr. Benny.
Jim from Seattle. Welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, Jim.
Oh, hey, this is H.M. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, H.M., sorry about that.
Oh, hey, H.M., how are you?
I'm good. Hey, listen, what I'm calling about is I just seem to be lost, not really on purpose or have a direction that I seem to be moving in. In a way, it's kind of stuck, and I'm wondering if you can tell me if the angels have suggestions for directions that would be useful and service-oriented to me.
Okay, I have a suggestion too, but
ahead.
I'm not an angel. Go ahead,
okay.
Sue, you first.
What I want to say is, what is easy and fun for you? And what, if you had all the money and all the time in the world, would you be doing? Because that's your purpose. There's something in your purpose that is special to you, unique to you, easy for you. Like, it's easy for me to talk to the angels. What's easy for you and fun? Give me a little of that, and then I'll tell you I can go further. What do you like to do?
What do I like to do? I like to walk.
Listen to this radio station. I mean, there's another one too, right?
Yeah. That's true. I do listen to KKNW. I follow some. I'm doing some meditation work right now. I like working in nature. That's one thing that's
okay.
Important.
That's right there. I was waiting to see how your chi started to jump. Working in nature. That's a lot of that. Nature is your God. Nature is your spirit. When you said that. It just, that's what raises your vibrations. That's what gives you your sense of completeness and satisfaction. So if you're looking for your life's purpose, it's got something to do around nature, something to do around animals. Animals important to you?
No, I haven't really kept around. I'm not really around animals a lot.
Okay, well, it's something in your in your future. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know who or what, but the love of nature is part of your life's purpose.
Mm.
How about astrology, but like the stars and the sky and all of that? Is that part of what's important to you?
Not so much. No.
Okay,
it's not that I don't pay attention to it, but it's not like it's not like something that actually just, I'm always putting my attention on.
So what part of nature? Water, trees? What part? Is the water
the trees, walking in the trees, walking in the woods, plants, beautifying some things. Those are things that I do and appreciate.
Yeah, keep working in that direction. I can't give you an exact, if you called, I could work on it a little more, give you an exact description. But it just feels like your love, your heart, your whole soul is in nature.
It could be. I mean, I really do appreciate it. And, seeing, I live in an area where there's a lot of trees that are being replaced by apartments and other developments, and it's a little scary because of the fact that I know our planet needs the tall trees to keep oxygen and carbon dioxide, and it's like we're not taking care of them well. So that's something that's important to me.
And also, mm-hmm. It makes you sad. I could feel it. It makes you sad. Okay, Dr. Pat, your turn.
Actually, I don't have enough time to do it, so I'm going to leave you in the hands of Sue. Sue, thank you so much. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. And stay tuned another hour on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll see you next time.